It's an amazing organization.
Y para mí es bonito que están ayudando a gente sin hogar cuidar a sus animales, a sus mascotas, ¿verdad? Entonces, pro bono, we have here today Elizabeth, who is going to tell us a little bit more about pro bono, what they do, and how we can support the wonderful work of our community partner here. So, Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Gracias.
And can you tell us, what is pro bono? What is it? What does your organization do?
Yeah, definitely. So pro bono exists to help homeless folks take care of their animals. And we have a partnership right now with the Eugene Mission. So we give a free veterinary clinic every 2 weeks. Roughly every 2 weeks. It's technically the second and fourth Sunday of the month. And the lovely people at the mission allow us to operate out of their warehouses just right across the street from their facilities. And it's just a really great setup. So folks can come down there and they can get a veterinary visit if it's needed for their animal. They can also get food for their pets. We're very focused on the pets. And they can also just simply get flea and tick treatment or any supplies that they need. So if they need collars, leashes, blankets when it's cold, that kind of stuff.
And so you mentioned that this is a service for homeless people.
Yes.
How do you define homeless?
So we do have an official definition for homelessness. And that is the one criteria that you have to meet in order to be eligible for services. So we do discuss that with all of our clients when they come to use the clinic. And we go over their living situation to make sure that they are eligible for services. So to be eligible for pro bono services, you have to not be homed. And in that is included camping. If you're hooked up, if you're in a trailer hooked up to services, you're not considered homeless. But if you don't have services, you're camping, maybe you're doing a little couch surfing, you do not have a permanent residence, then we would consider you homeless.
And I think, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people associate homelessness with drug abuse, with bad life choices, with, you know, these really pervasive problems. But a lot of folks are one paycheck away from being homeless or dealing with homelessness. And I think our community concept of what it is to be homeless is very off base at times of, you know, being homeless can be, I'm between apartments right now and I need to couch surf for the next month or two. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, we were talking earlier about, you know, well, why would communities who are having a hard time with housing have pets? And is that a responsible choice to have pets? But, you know, I think that's not necessarily something that we're the ones to be able to make judgments on. And Elizabeth, how has your experience with that question over the years changed?
Well, quite a bit. Actually, before I personally volunteered with pro bono, and I've been with pro bono for maybe like 5 or 6 years now, I would ask myself that same question. Why would a homeless person have a pet? And I really didn't understand it. And then I got involved in the organization and, you know, now I explain to people why people have pets. I mean, it's a multitude of reasons, but one is definitely that sometimes people started out homed and they had pets and they lost their housing. And what do you do with your pets? Sometimes you can rehome them, sometimes you can't, but they give you the unconditional love that you need and that support. And often for people, it's really like their base to being human, for lack of a better word. You know, it really connects you. You know, think about how you feel about your pets. That's the same way someone without a permanent home feels. You go to them for comfort and love and fun and joy and all that kind of good stuff.
And you were talking earlier before we went on about, you know, sometimes your pets are we take better care of others than we do of ourselves. And
yeah.
Carolina, you see this sometimes with your work as well in public health. Sometimes it's easier to focus on taking care
of your pets.
Of your pets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I was sharing with you before this that I've had had some moving experiences there. And one of them was that I interacted with a client who had recently taken on the care of a pet because he was camping with someone who OD'd, and it was her dog. And he said, I brought this dog in because I just looked at him and I thought, this dog needs me. And now I'm off drugs too. And I'm here for him. And I thought, what? You know, but it's really amazing and touching to see how, you know, even if people have so little, they're willing to share it with something they love. You think, what, a Chihuahua, a Great Dane, what? But that's that person's anchor.
And we're looking here again at the community work that Pro Bono does. This is veterinary care for pets of people who are homeless. And Elizabeth is a volunteer and a board member. And you're saying that this organization is volunteer and donation driven.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. What does that mean? Can you explain that a little bit for us?
Yeah, definitely. That means none of us are paid. We all do it because we love it. But the services we're able to provide is really dependent on community support and interaction. So whether it's food donations or other supplies like flea and tick medicine or collars and leashes, and even the veterinary care, we are dependent on some kind of donation for that. So sometimes folks, you know, get it in their hearts and heads that they want to donate $500 worth of food, and they do that. Sometimes they give us cash donations. Sometimes people will just show up and drop off things that maybe they can't use anymore because their animal has passed away, or maybe they just have a different set of, you know, needs for the animals in their houses now. But everything we give out to our community comes from other folks in the community. And all of our veterinary care is administered by licensed veterinarians and certified techs. And they're all volunteers as well. So it's really, really a fantastic group effort that comes together to put this on.
And if you were to say, what are your five things that your organization could use most as far as donations, would that be like blankets, collars, food?
Definitely animal food. Yeah. Dog and cat. So we are primarily focused on dogs and cats. If folks happen to come in and have some other kind of animal, we do what we can. But most of what we see are dogs and cats. And so the dog and cat food is what goes the fastest. Yeah. So food donations are always welcome. And of course, monetary donations are great also, because then that gives us the flexibility to provide whatever services most needed in the community. Over the past 6 months, for some reason, we have seen a slew of animals with bladder stones. And to remove those, that requires a special procedure by a veterinarian. And, you know, we have to pay for those. Those are not donated. So a lot of the money that goes towards those procedures comes from folks that have donated for those. Yeah, so
very important, good stuff.
And so do you have a website?
We sure do. It is probono.org. So it's proboneo. See what we did there? .org. And you can donate directly off the website. There is a button in the lower right-hand corner, I believe, that says Donate Now. And you just click on that, and it takes you to PayPal, so you can do it that way. And that's really the easiest way to do it.
And what about if folks are interested in volunteering? It looks like you have a little tab that says ways you can help. And so if you are interested, click on that tab and it'll take you to some good places. But do you accept volunteers to help with the clinics?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is all volunteer driven, and including the clinics. And we run those like a mini veterinary clinic. So generally the time commitment for that is 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. every second and fourth Sunday. And we're always looking for new volunteers to get involved. Very easy to get involved. You can submit an inquiry off the website or also email us there. Probonoclinics@gmail.com is the address. And we do continuous volunteer orientations, let's say that. So the time commitment for that is really just maybe an hour or so. And the orientation involves walking around an active clinic so you can see what actually happens there. And then there's no minimum time commitment for volunteering. So it's as, you know, we're very flexible. So you can be as involved as you want to be.
Well, perfect. I think, you know, this has been one of the highlights of my September is Yay. Getting to learn about
this organization, you
know, this amazing work that we have this. I had no idea till again, August that we even had an organization that provided support for our community at risk and our beloved pets. So,
see, I get to see a lot of the clients who do have pets and often wonder about services. And so this is amazing to know about an organization that is doing this kind of work for this kind of community, as we said, because it doesn't mean that if you're homeless, you cannot have a pet. You still have that companionship, and you should yeah. have the right of having that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so great that you guys, or I'm so glad that you guys know about us now. And our name has really gotten out there in the community, so much so that EPD refers homeless people to us now.
That is perfect.
Yeah. So they, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the, there's been a lot of talk, and I'm sure you've seen some things being downtown with, you know, people on the street with their animals and the licensing. And so we've seen a lot of cases where EPD will write people tickets for licenses, but they'll say, go to pro bono and they'll help you.
Well,
so they don't get another ticket.
That's pretty exciting. Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth, for being here. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with folks about pro bono or, you know, any events you have coming up in the next few weeks that people could help with?
Well, we just did one today. Actually, we had a charming little fundraiser at Broadway Wine Merchants. So big thank you to them for doing that for us. It was lovely, delicious, and just great to get out there in the community. And I'm not sure we have anything for Q4, but keep your eyes on the website, because in the spring we might be doing some more things, including perhaps a 5K, because we did one last year. But that's just rumor. That's just rumor.
Would we have the opportunity to dress up as animals and run the race?
I wouldn't stop you.
That's a great idea. We're doing it.
We're doing it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. I have a panda onesie, so I can do it. Let's do it.
Yes.
Raccoon onesies.
Yes. I think this is happening. Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth. We very much appreciate all of the work that you and Pro Bono are doing in our community. And we wanted to take the time to highlight some of the work that our amazing, you know, Lane County can provide. So
yeah, thank you so much for having us on. We really appreciate it. It's a great opportunity.